Coach Mohammed with the exchange. It was a tremendous performance on the defensive side, midfield as well. Offensively, we felt like the players were a little bit gassed out. What were your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think you can see the fatigue from the punishing schedule, right? You know, I think we're the only team that went into this tournament off the back of four away fixtures, and then, you know, it's down to us. Our league finish last year wasn't where we wanted it to be, so we had to go on the road against New England, and, you know, we then play Tigres and we go on the road again. But I agree. But the one thing I won't have questioned is the heart and the fight and the commitment and the belief that this team can come to a really difficult place and get a result. And, you know, I thought the game was completely even and it was anybody's to win.
Coach, Santi, I mean, was a little bit different from the Tigres game. Tigres game, he was alive. Today, he was a little bit tired. Was there any chance that you thought of taking him out?
Yeah, we consider taking everybody out, right? But when you got a guy like Santi Rodriguez, there's been the impact and the difference. It's, as the coach, you're always going to... you're always going to live right on the line of take him out and put somebody else in and, you know, live with the guy that you know has the ability to be the difference. So, you know, it's going to take a lot for me to take that guy out because he's so special to this football club.
Anyone else here in the room? Do you have any questions from the local media? Okay, so let's... So I'll open the questions here in online. Sorry, Coach, I'll put you... So, please, Charles Bowen, please.
Coach, can you hear me?
Yes.
You guys did, a great job of limiting the danger of what makes Columbus Columbus. Could you speak a little bit about the game plan and how you did that, kept them from unlocking you, especially in the final third?
Yeah, I think we had, we know the spaces that they want to use. We know how they want to play. We know that in their short passing game, there's many moments to regain and go and counter attack. But also, you know, if you counter attack too much without scoring, they have far too much possession. And I thought you saw that in the first. Although we regained the ball in the first play of the game and scored, I thought you saw that in the first 20 minutes. We didn't really get them man for man. Ramirez and Cucho were coming outside and getting on the ball and. Took a few little tactical tweaks at half-time to reorganise the team in that moment. But, you know, I rely on these guys. I rely on these guys to solve problems in the game. And when you've got, you know, Thiago Martins and Tane and James Sands and Keaton Parks and Justin when he came on and Burke, these guys have got the quality to solve that problem in the game. And I think tonight, I think all tournament, I think what you've saw is a group that has grown in the belief and the understanding that we're a good team.
Anthony Merced, please.
Hello, Coach. Can you just speak to your feelings about this team after this tournament, especially the last two games when you took one of the top teams of Liga MX and now one of the top teams of MLS? How confident are you now going into the final third of this season about the group that you have?
Listen, I said in the start of the season when we started slow that my belief and my confidence in the group is sky high, always has been. We know that we fell below our own standard last season. But I also said at the end of last year and at the start of this year that, in my opinion, tough times make top teams. And if you've got humble guys and you've got honest guys and you've got guys that have a work ethic that is as high as ours is, you'll learn from experiences. And, listen, I'm not a genius. I'm a guy that coaches football, that believes in the 24 guys that I work with every day. And I'll say again, I have sky-high belief in this group of guys. And I said post-Cincinnati, right, we would show a positive reaction to this and we would use the last 14 minutes as fuel, as an experience to learn from. I think we've shown that across New England and Tigres and this game that this team has the capability. But I said to the guys, it's about how you move forward, right? It's about the spirit and the character of the locker room in these moments to take the knocks and move forward.
Two final questions, please. Oliver Strand.
Hi, thank you. This is Oliver Strand with Hudson River Blue. A question about Tavon Gray. It looked like his knee took a twist in the game and then he stayed on, but then he came off at the end. How is he doing?
Yeah, he'll be assessed. He played on, which is hugely positive, right? But of course, he's got to be assessed after the game by the medical. He was tired as well. He's not played so much football, and then came in and gave everything in the Tigres game. And he'd be assessed, but it was positive that he played on. I was planning to bring him out for Meacher anyway, and then he went down in the corner. And I say again, I don't think there's a better 1v1 defender in the league than Tavon Gray.
Final question for Michael Allen, please.
Michael Allen with First America. Tough result tonight, very good performance by the team, like you said. It's been three games now in this league step that's gone to PKs. How is the order and the shooters determined by the coaching staff? Is it preordained, or is it something you decide in the game?
It is impossible to be preordained based on the fact that we've had different teams on the pitch, right? My assistant coach, Rob Vartugian, that also coaches the goalkeepers and does the set plays, works it out. We've got a good idea of who we know is a penalty taker. We're really lucky that we've got probably more than we need, in the sense of, you look at the Querétaro penalty takers, the New England penalty takers today, there's a different denomination of guys. But penalty competition is anybody's, right? You know, for us, is about... I thought the performance was top tonight. We're in a really difficult place, so let's not underestimate how good we were. Of course, we want to have more threat on the goal. Of course, we want to create bigger chances. But I'm sure they're saying the same thing, right? I don't think they really threatened our goal with big chances. It goes to penalties, and you rely on the guy upstairs to help you out, and he's been good to us. So maybe it was our turn tonight to not get over the line.
Thank you, Coach Nicholas.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.